And for those of you who might be eating right now, just a little warning. The next conversation talks about human waste and the way we dispose of it. But it's true, you can learn a lot about civilization by looking at its waste. I mean, in centuries to come, researchers studying our sewage systems might wonder at all the pharmaceuticals that people consumed and then excreted. Brandeis Classical Studies professor Anne Olga Koloski-Ostro has been dubbed the Queen of Latrines because she studies toilets and sewage systems in the Roman Empire from the 1st century BCE to the beginning of the 1st century in the current era. And recently, she stopped by for a fascinating lesson on Roman toilets.
We used to think there were no toilets in people's private homes, that if they used facilities in the High Empire, they used public facilities that were associated with bath buildings or near the amphitheater.
I mean, the Romans are famous for their baths, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But now we understand that everybody did have a private house toilet. Only those were cesspit toilets.
But of course, we are talking about BCE and just the first century AD, if I can still call it that.
But Romans knew how to make flush toilets.
Well, they knew how to make aqueducts, right? Yes. So moving water around wasn't necessarily, they were masters at it.
Yeah. They could have had house flush toilets, but they chose not to, except for public ones, multi-seater toilets where up to 60 to 100 people sat around a room on open holes. Those were flush toilets.
So from, you know, your expertise here as a scholar of classical studies, why is it surprising to you that, first of all, there was a toilet in virtually every Roman household?
It isn't surprising to me. I thought that might have been the case, and I think 100 years of excavators just overlook them. But what is interesting is that Romans didn't have sewer traps, and they didn't have the systems that we have connecting our modern toilets to sewers, and they were really afraid to put their house toilets connected to the sewer system. So instead, they once a year, roughly, maybe excavated their own house toilets into the garden and raised their vegetables on the human excrement from the house, or they sold the contents of their house toilets. It was a commodity that you could sell to a guy going by with a wagon calling out, looking for your excrement, who would then collect from your cesspit the excrement to bring it to more commercial agriculture.
This does not sound sanitary at all.
Well, of course, the Romans didn't understand germs. They are also a people of extreme superstitions, and fear of sitting on a toilet with a sewer connection was something very real to them.
But why?
Because they believed in demons that lived in dark, dirty places. And because occasionally, as you were sitting on those public toilets over a real sewer, buildup of mephitic gases would cause a fire to burst through the seats of the toilet.
Right, so you're saying that methane gas from the waste would actually cause fires in some of these toilets?
Okay. Absolutely. Or rats would crawl out of them and bite you. There's one ancient story from a writer called Aelian who tells us about an octopus that climbed out of the sea into a house toilet, which did have a sewer connection, and ate all the pickled fish in a pantry of this guy's house.
What you just said made me wonder, where were these toilets located in a typical Roman household?
Usually, they're in the kitchen, and that's where anybody who uses the toilet doesn't have proper washing facilities to clean their hands. And then they step over to the counter.
So this is every public health official's worst nightmare by far. And yet it was a daily reality.
It was.
In ancient Rome. Now, the Romans were many things. One of those things is they were meticulous record keepers, right? And they were also meticulous historians of their own history.
Yes.
So I'm wondering if, granted, we're still more than a millennia away from the germ theory of disease, but does any of your research sort of overlap with Roman historians' accounting of their, you know, own plagues or diseases that we might trace back to these toilet habits?
Well, I don't know if we could trace them directly back to them, but we can say now that from studying the actual compacted excrement in toilets, scientists have found evidence of ringworm and whipworm and things that would have caused severe dysentery and severe intestinal cramping and severe pains for a large part of the population.
Is enough of the human waste that was put into these cesspit toilets well enough preserved these many, many, many centuries later that you can actually analyze them?
Amazingly, yes. Not everywhere and not every place, but I can tell you, for example, of research done in the north of England in Roman soldiers' camps. And we can see from the excavation of the excrement that the officers ate a much better diet and had flour free of boll weevils and bugs compared to the lowly foot soldiers' toilets. So it can tell us about diet and the quality of the food, even, in the place where the people are using those toilets.
Well, Anne Olga Kolosky-Ostro is a professor and chair of the Classical Studies Department at Brandeis University. She's also author of the book, The Archaeology of Sanitation in Roman Italy. It's been a true pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Meghna, for me too.